Almighty King, I am so grateful that you hold all things in your hand, that you are wondrous and majestic. I thank you, Father. I lift up these three people to you, Father, Bernie and Kim and Frida. For Bernie, Lord, you know she's been through COVID and then E. coli and now sepsis in every organ of her body. Oh, Lord, this dear sister needs you. She needs your presence and your strength like never before. May you encompass her on every side. May you weep with her and speak your comforting words to her, Lord. Let your presence be so strong that she knows she's not alone, that you are carrying her through this valley. Father, we stand on Psalm 23, that you, Lord, are our glorious shepherd. Even in this difficulty, you are there to help your beloved daughter, Bernie, to lie down and to rest along your gentle, quiet waters as you restore her soul and her mind and her body. May her cup once again overflow with your goodness and your mercies as you dwell in her and with her through this time now and forever. And Father, Kim has been through so much with the weight of being a caregiver for her elderly parents and other issues in the family. And now, Father, the diagnosis of breast cancer. Father, when we think we can't go another step, this world turns the tables on us. But you are here, and you are with Kim, the King of life and the King who sustains life. We stand on your character and your power, and we ask for your mighty, gracious intervention that will bolster Kim's faith like never before. And please bless her with the healing relief from hearing your voice. Lord, we stand on Psalm 29. Lord, we ascribe to you glory and strength. We ascribe to you the glory due your name. We ascribe to you the goodness that is you, the majesty, for your voice is thunderous. It is powerful. It is majestic, for you are King of all. You, Lord, promise to give strength to your people and to bless them with peace. Lord, may it be done and may it be so. In Yeshua's name, for Kim. You know that Frida is a senior and she needs your strength. She needs your mercies and your encouragement and your protection, Lord, to get through each day. We know that your eye is on each of us and you are with your daughter, Frida. You are walking beside her and watching over her at night and throughout each day, each moment, each second. Lord, please cover her with the joy of knowing you and your holy, compassionate character and the strength of that joy. Lord, fill any loneliness or concerns with your goodness and your companionship. And may she be blessed with Isaiah 26:3, because you tell us that the steadfastness of our mind must be kept on you, because in so doing, we are kept in your perfect peace, your completeness, your shalom. And because we trust in you, because Frida trusts in you, Lord, she will see that peace, that joy, and she will sense your presence. And Lord, we stand on that for Frida, Lord, and we ask for your mercies to surround her every day, and we know they are new every morning. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' glorious, mighty name, amen.